Welcome back to the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Spurbeck. I hope you're having a great week, and thank you for joining us once again. Sorry that this podcast is one day late, but better late than never, right? And we're so thankful for everyone that's been subscribing and listening, and I've been really trying to up the content here on the podcast, so bear with us there, taking a little bit more time to get into some deeper issues and things really encourage us to, as we mentioned a couple episodes, we get out of our bubble and really get serious about serving the Lord. And I hope this podcast is an encouragement to do that. So we're going to be in Luke chapter 9 today, and I've been reading a great book by Dr. John R. Rice called What It Takes to Be a Good Christian. And one of the thoughts, and there's several sermons of his in there, one by that name, and just has some thoughts that got me thinking about a couple of things. And really, it does cost something to be a disciple of Christ. It costs nothing to become a Christian, for Christ paid everything. He paid all of the penalty for our sin. But in order for us to follow after him, in order for us to, as it says here in Luke 9, 23, to take up our cross and follow him, what does it take to be a good Christian? A good Christian is one who follows the Lord, just as the disciples answered the call of follow me from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He desires for us to follow him. So let's read these verses together. Luke 9, 23, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? A very poignant thought, a timely thought. I think every generation has had to deal with this particular verse. And that is the life of Christ. Living for Christ is denying ourselves to go wherever our Savior wants us to do whatever our Savior wants us to do, speak and reach whoever our Savior wants us to reach, but it will cost us something. If you have dreams and plans of having a big 401k or a certain retirement place in the Bahamas somewhere, can I just be honest with you? That is not the object of living our life, is not to have a cushy retirement and to live our dreams. Instead, let us deny ourselves and follow him daily. And that's going to cost something to take up the cross. The cross was something of a picture of capital punishment for the Romans. It was something that was shameful. It was something that Jesus endured and Jesus was nailed to. And the picture is here, you're going to have to carry some burdens. You're going to have to go through. Not that life can't be joyous. That life has to be miserable. I don't want us to get that thought, because that the opposite is taught in Scripture, that we're to be rejoicing and thankful. And this is the best way we can live our life, is to simply follow him. But are we willing to do that is really the question. There's so many are asking the question, is it worth it to live for God? And I think that's really the evidence of that question, just the having that question to begin with, shows a very deep-seated problem in our hearts and our lives of how much we are unwilling to pay something that costs us dearly. We see the saints of the Old Testament and the New Testament. We see Noah, faithful Noah, preacher of righteousness. He preached 120 years and built a ship, and no one had ever seen rain. No one believed him except his own family. And, of course, they all believed when the rain began to fall, but it was too late then. Imagine that, preaching 120 years and never having anyone except your own family ever listen to you. I'm sure they mocked him, and they made fun of him, and he's a crazy old man, but we see he was the only one that made it. All they were the ones that were destroyed in the flood. They could have been saved, but they weren't. Why? Simply because they did not want to believe. But Noah, what if he decided, well, you know, it's not worth it to me. I'm gonna lose all my fame. I'm gonna lose standing in the community. I'm gonna lose my retirement. You know, I'm losing all my friends. We are very friend based today, especially in our social media. Man, I lose all my social media friends, I'll just die. What are you willing to give up for Christ? What is it gonna cost you? Even our life. We see Daniel, he was spared, but he was willing to die just for praying to God. And we see over and over again, Old Testament saints and New Testament saints that were willing to give their life, and many did. We see Stephen. Stephen gave his life, even though he was before the high council. He decides to give a bold sermon, knowing that that sermon was going to condemn him to death, but he was willing to, he counted the cost, and he knew the truth of the gospel was worth more than his life, and was able to present the gospel to those men there, including the future apostle Paul. And we see that Saul was consenting unto his death, but I wonder if at that moment he saw the faith of Stephen, he saw the picture of Christ, and he began to think. So I think we look at this backwards at times. How much money do we invest in things? You know, how much we live in a materialistic society today. How much money, how much debt are we in to achieve our dreams of having the right car, the right house? But we're unwilling to give time to the Lord. We're unwilling to give Christ the majority of our resources. Let's just be thoughtful of that. What does it take to be a good Christian? Giving it all. And counting the cost and understanding it's going to cost you dearly, but it's a price worth paying. So let's be encouraged with that. But let's make sure there's nothing standing in the way of our true service to Christ. Is there something in your life right now that is costing you too much? Is it taking away from your service to God? Is it something that, or is maybe you're faced with serving God? Maybe God's called you into ministry or to a particular ministry to particular someone. And you're like, well, it's going to cost me something to minister to this person. It's going to cost something to follow Christ in this area. Are you willing to pay that price? Are you willing to follow Him? He says, follow me. Are you willing to do it no matter what? You know, we sing the song, send me wherever you want me to go, dear Lord. Let me do whatever you want me to do for you. I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'll do whatever you want me to do. I'll say whatever you want me to say. But do we really mean it? Is it just words to a song, or is it the prayer of our heart every day? Lord, I want to do your will today. That's the Christian life right there. Following God's direction, ministering to people day by day by day, doing what God would have you do, following his leading, and paying the price for doing so. It will cost you. The devil makes sure of that. The world will make sure of that. Are you willing to pay that price? If you've never considered that, please consider that. And remember the words here of these verses that we see in verse 23, any man will come after me. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. It's a daily choice. Will you make it today? I want to thank you for tuning in today. Don't forget to subscribe. Also, feel free to send us some suggestions for topics, info@tbckilleen.org. Love to hear from you and love to hear some sermon topics that maybe that you wanting to hear about, some podcast topics, some current event topics. I know this is a political season. Want to maybe shed some light on some things we need to think about as God's people. But I just want to thank you for being faithful listeners. I look forward to seeing you next time.